At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
Going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
64 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 80s. It is a beautiful day in Rochester, New York. Sun. And, I mean, 82 compared to what we've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. Your 4th of July forecast could not look better.
It's perfect.
High of 76, sunny all day long, mm-hmm. fireworks galore, which we're going to talk about in a little while here. But before we get there.
What happened?
All right. We got, how do I put this? Somebody got the drop on us yesterday.
Oh.
And I've been thinking about this since it happened.
What happened?
It's bothering me. So we have a new big boss.
Oh, yeah.
Big boss.
Big boss, man.
Yeah, you got it. And we have never met this guy before. And yesterday, he was coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to meet everybody at a lunch at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? So when you get a new boss, there are a couple of things you want to do.
Okay.
Right? You got to balance that walk of suck ass
mm-hmm.
versus not being a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't be too obvious.
You got it. Like, you don't want to go all the way into the whole, like, ooh, you're so cool. Tell me about your life. But you don't want to go, like, the opposite way. Like, I'm too cool for this. This man.
Yeah.
You got to walk that fine line.
Yeah.
All right? So you prepare all morning for this opportunity to meet this person whose career is in their hands.
Yeah.
Probably have already had the conversation in your head
probably.
At this point.
You got a rehearsal.
There you go. Yeah. And I think everyone does that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So yesterday, just after 9:30, I go out to use the bathroom. I come in. New boss is in the room.
He's already. Yeah. He just walked in.
Yeah.
We're on break.
Strolled in.
And I don't know what this guy looks like. I'm not even sure it's him, but I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You kind of look like that guy.
I mean,
you look like... You could be that guy.
His shirt was tucked in, so we knew he wasn't one of us.
Yeah, he had boss man outfit.
But, like, he got the jump on us.
Yeah.
Like, he walked in, and I'm sure the idea behind it was to be like, hey, I want to meet you guys, mm-hmm. like, you know, in an intimate setting real quick, which I can appreciate as a boss, but, like, I'm not prepared for this.
No. But, I looked up, and he was just in the room.
And, like, you know what? You look like the worst person in sitting in that chair.
Why?
Well, like, there's something about... Like,
privilege?
No, it's not so much that.
Arrogance?
You look like a child.
Well, I'm small.
No, I know.
And it's a pretty big chair.
No, it's not your fault. But, like, it's
like the back of the chair should say, welcome to Cocoa Beach. Look at me. I'm on vacation. So, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you don't exude confidence and professionalism sitting in that chair like that. So, like, the first image this new big boss has of you.
He didn't have his feet kicked up, like, in the, like... Yeah, whatever it's called.
The recliner.
Thank you.
Yes. Because it's a recliner and I don't put the feet up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why we do it.
I don't fully lazy boy.
It would have been even more awkward too because it's an electric one, so you would have had to slowly put it back down. Yeah.
But I think I'm older than him too.
Bro, you're older than everybody.
Pretty much.
Who's left in this business that you're not older than?
One guy across the street.
And I'm not even sure about that.
Me too.
Well, the more uncomfortable part is, like, he walked in and you guys were in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you guys are already having a conversation. I walk in the room and I just see the back of some guy's head as I'm walking in. And I'm like, who's this guy? And I realize as soon as I see his face, I'm like, oh. So, like, you guys are in conversation. And the only thing I could think to say was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, what are you sorry about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here.
What are you sorry about, punk?
Real nice guy.
He was really charming.
Seems like a good dude. Well, calmed down over there.
No, he's mellow. He's
very
cool.
Charming. Dynamite.
Well, you know, he didn't come in like all, you know, big boss man stuff. Like he was going to like, it wasn't like he was going to do some like prepared speech.
Sure.
It was just casual.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But that was unsettling to me.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you weren't like prepared.
I was not ready.
I had prepared notes. I'd like to get to them.
Well, it's not even prepared.
Well, you wanted to get to them first.
Yes. I want the power of walking into a room knowing you're going to be there.
Yes.
And he took that power away from me.
I mean, probably that's why he did it, right? Well, just to kind of like surprise you.
I don't know. Oh, you think that's what it was? You think it was a
plan? Well, I mean, he didn't have to. We were going to meet him at lunch. So
sure. He might have wanted, you know, come down and see us in our element.
Yeah.
Coming down to your level.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think that he did it like plan, like it was like a mind F move. I thought he was just being a nice guy.
I couldn't tell you. First time I met the dude. Who knows?
Whoa. You're telling me he was trying to catch us off
guard? Maybe.
See what the real sitch is? All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What vibe should you be giving off when you meet that boss for the first time? Because there's a couple of lanes you can go.
Okay. Right?
You can play it off like you're that super professional. Mm. Yes, sir. No, you know, this is what we do. And You can play it laid back, right? Like, yeah, you know, hey, this is us. You know, take it or leave it. That's what we do here. Or you can lay the foundation of we do it our way. Not like straight out and be like,
don't mess with this.
Exactly. That subtle, hey, man, we've been here. You haven't been here. We get it. You don't.
Yeah, but no boss wants to hear that.
I mean, there are. I think there are bosses that appreciate independent workers because it's less work they have to do.
Yeah, but you're also kind of pushing them off. I don't know.
No, well, I mean, look, like it's a really, delicate dance.
Yeah, but you're also like being honest about how, like, you know, your daily routine goes, how you like it to flow.
This is how I do it.
Yeah.
You stick your thumbs in it. I'm going to stick my thumb in your eye. Say.
Your bosses love that.
Right to your new boss.
My eye.
Say my thumb right in your eyeball.
My first day and I've lost my eye.
The funniest thing is it was obvious that Tommy also did not have a plan when I walked in.
I forgot. No, I completely forgot we were meeting him.
I wouldn't have said that into a live microphone.
No, I just forget. Well, I'm old, man. What do you want from me?
He's a very forgettable man. What can I say?
No, I forgot. And, you know, like, new guy.
It was very funny because there was a lunch after the show.
Yeah, like a get-together.
Yeah, and I guess I became the lone elected person that was going to go to lunch.
But you didn't go there willingly.
No, I didn't. I got guilted.
You were planning on bailing.
I was going to leave.
You got sucked back in.
Yep, somebody in the building guilted me into staying.
As
could have warned you about that one.
I feel like most
she guilted me into buying her a house and a dog.
Yeah, but here's
guess what? I got stuck with both of them.
I do feel like most of the time when I show up to stuff, it's because I accidentally run into somebody I didn't mean to before I was about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm heading that way now, actually. It's funny.
Like human detour signs.
No, but it's funny, though. She's like, you should stay. And I'm like, I'm not gonna. And then she just laid the guilt trip on, and I just was like, fine, to get her to stop talking.
Yeah,
like, fine. Now I get it. Now I get it after all these years of hearing stuff. But it was funny to look around the room because, like, we have a big conference room.
Yeah.
There's, like, 12 people sitting around a big table. There's, like, another 10 that are, like, sitting on benches along the walls and stuff. And it was almost like, you know how they have, like, in those old cartoons, it's, like, people in a waiting room, like, auditioning for, like, an opera.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Like, everyone is, like, testing out their little jokes and anecdotes on each other that I know they're going to try to do when this new boss walks in. It's brutal, man.
It's the worst.
And it's funny because, like, we have different, you know, most places have different levels of employees.
Yeah. Right?
So, like, we have the on-air folks, which we are the bottom rung of society in this building. We've got our salespeople. We have, like, our middle management people. We have, like, our on-air management people. We have, like, our business management people, right? So, like, the different ways that everyone were presenting themselves, you could tell who did what job based on things as simple as how they were sitting, how proper they were talking.
Yeah.
There was lunch, how they were eating.
Yeah, true.
Like he was a little late.
It goes from refined to slouch.
Yes. Mm. But here's the thing, man. I know those salespeople and the managers. You're not refined either.
No.
You're slouches. You're just trying to hide the slouch.
But they know how to turn it on and off.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
Well, yeah, because when you get to our level, it's just slouch. There's no upper slouch.
You could not look more slouch than you do in that chair right now.
Yeah, because it's a slouching chair.
It was also funny. So we got lunch. It was very nice of the company to buy lunch for us yesterday. And the guy was a little late.
Yeah.
He was like 20 minutes late, 25 minutes late. And none of the salespeople were even acknowledging the food that was sitting in the room waiting.
Oh, like nobody wanted to be the first to dive in?
Well, no, nobody in a collared shirt wanted to be the first to dive in. Literally every single on-air person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Can we? So
like,
finally,
we only show up to meetings if we're promised some type of food or beverage.
But finally, someone who will remain nameless that may or may not work on the country station, who's like, I'm just going to eat.
That's
kind of with them.
That's that country station, man. They see vittles, they go for it. I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, if you say there's a lunch at 11 o'clock and the food's sitting there, eat. It's an 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to get pissed.
I don't know, man. I don't want to be like mowing a sandwich it when he walks weird. In the room for the first time.
And people don't want to touch the food.
I would not. I did not touch the food.
And I'm surprised, though, after one person did it.
Yeah, then it's a hot.
Oh, no, it did.
Okay.
But it was only the on-air people. Like, once the person who may or may not work for the beat took that first item of food, all the other on-air people were like, free food, nom, 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 nom. But I don't want a mouthful of roast beef when I meet this guy. Yeah, no.
Nah.
Thanks for the sandwich. I'm a hard worker. I mean, are we overthinking this? Do people that normally have this inner monologue?
Of course we're overthinking it, man.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what people go through when they got to meet the
I mean, this guy does this all the time, right? So, I mean, he knows the score.
But you only have one first impression.
True.
He knows the score.
Go he does. Home. This is what he does for
there
a living.
There he is. He knows the score.
Big boss man.
You're
with the hot sauce.
You're talking like middle management. The guy's not even in the room right now. No, man. I mean, you get one first impression.
Yeah.
Right? True. You remember the first time you have met every single person in your life. And the last thing I want is, you know, mouth full of roast beef, foot up on a table, me walking in, having not washed my hands after just taking a leak.
And shaking his hand.
Hey, nice to be. What am I going to do? He stuck his hand out. Now I got the power.
Yes.
You touch my unwashed hand.
But you can't oversell it. You know what I mean?
Explain.
You don't overdo it.
Yeah, because now you've set the expectation up here, and you're just going to be a slouch the rest of the time.
All right,
so you're a super you're a disappointment in his eyes.
Okay, so that's a good idea, right? Like, you know, set reasonable expectations.
Yeah, don't be too much of a different person.
But I think there are levels. Like, the higher the management, the more you can overdo it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, we have a direct boss who is listening to our show every day.
Yeah.
That guy knows we're bums. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because he's cool. Right? And then we have someone else in the building that'll, like, punch in and listen every once in a while, come down and say hi every once in a while, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy we're not going to see on a daily basis, right? So he's not going to really...
Is it out of town, dude?
Exactly. We're not going to... He's not going to know what bums we are. So I think it's fair, Kimmy, in that situation, to oversell yourself. Because he's not going to know that we actually suck.
Well, but I guess when it comes to meeting this person for the first time, you don't really know how involved they're going to be.
Mm.
Like, they could be somebody that you see, like, once a year, or they could want to, you know, involve themselves a little more. So I guess you don't really know.
And I think it's, when you meet a boss, it depends how intense he is.
Okay.
You're going to probably adjust, right? Like, a guy comes in, like, he's really focused. You know what I mean? He's, like, dialed in, dude, wrapped a little too tight.
Sure, sure.
That's going to tighten you up a little bit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And you start, like, getting off your game.
I agree with you. What's funny is, I've known you a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We have had several different bosses together.
Yeah.
I have never seen you once change your approach to any management based on whether they were wound tight, laid back. Like, you're sitting here, you got to change your approach. You're always just like, dirty joke. Throw a tester out there and see what he does. Because I saw that too yesterday, man. You threw that tester out there. Got a chick rubbing herself under my knees. I don't know. Oh, I'm fired. Okay. Have a good rest of the day. Nice to meet you, sir. 252 WCMF. We met our new big boss yesterday for the first time.
Yeah.
And he surprised us. We were supposed to have a meeting at 11 o'clock with everybody in the staff. He walked in the studio at 9:30. Nobody was ready.
No.
We were all thrown off. Nice guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that panic of like, oh, my God. First impression.
Yeah.
Mary's on CMF. Hey, Mary, how are you?
How are you?
Oh,
we were taken over by a corporation that has, like, 1,000 labs all over the world. And the CEO came in to meet everybody. And I was busy, really busy. And he came over and he was like, you know, wanted to shake my hand. I had plaster on my hands. And I'm like, sort of gave him my elbow, and I showed him, like, I have to get back to work. Goodbye. And he just, like, he said, okay.
That feels like that's a good first impression. Like, I am working very hard for you. I don't even have time for your bum ass.
Exactly. But I am. I'm busy.
I get it. I mean, Mary, picture on. Thanks for the call, Mary. Have a good rest of the day. Like, no, I think that being too busy to talk to the new boss is a good thing. No?
I guess.
That's what he wants
it's
you
not
to do.
The worst, yeah. Because showing that
you're doing your job.
Yeah, all you're right. In the middle of something.
And that's what makes yesterday even more uncomfortable, because, like, during commercial breaks, we don't do a damn thing.
We're just chilling.
We literally just sit here and stare at each other.
Oh, we're just telling dirty stories.
But that's what I mean. Like, you can't even look busy in a commercial break.
No.
Like, he comes in. All right. You want a beer? You got some over here.
Have you ever seen somebody when they're meeting, like, a new boss or supervisor, like be a little bit too honest about how things run. Like they'll like kind of drop hints like
problems.
Yeah, or like we don't really need this, or this person, or this department isn't really pulling their weight.
Okay.
Like they won't outright say it, but they kind of like hint at things that they see as wrong because they just want it to be known to this boss that like this person was harder than this person.
That's
but I have seen people do that where I'm like, why are you telling them that right now?
It's the dumbest, because that's the last thing that guy wants to hear right now.
And it does feel like you're putting a target on your own back when you do
it. And you're also kind of telling him how to do his job.
Exactly.
Like he can't figure this out.
Exactly. But I don't know, people feel like they either A, I want to get this fixed with this new person, or maybe they'll see me as some kind of leadership person.
Or I'm a huge narc. I'll be your eyes and ears, man.
But we've seen huge narcs get promoted.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Number one
narc. Seen it at every job I've ever had.
Yeah. All right. So I guess what we've learned here is nothing.
No.
We don't know how to do it. No,
we don't.
And if we are not here tomorrow, well that means things didn't go well with the
new. We blew it, baby.
4th of July on Friday, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
4th of July, you think freedom, hot dogs, and fireworks.
Mm.
And if you are into fireworks, there are plenty of legal-ass, regular, standard fireworks shows to watch across the greater Rochester area.
Okay.
In fact, I think you can maybe make an argument. There's too many legal, regular-ass fireworks shows to watch across the greater Rochester area.
So how did we get so many all of a sudden?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you are looking to watch fireworks on Friday night in the greater Rochester area, you are in luck.
Oh, great.
So obviously, the city of Rochester does theirs. That starts 10 p.m. on Friday night. Mm. Brighton, Irondequoit, the town of Greece, the town of Henrietta, the city of Canandaigua, and the town of Farmington all have fireworks shows planned on Friday night. On top of that, the Rochester Red Wings, who will be playing on Friday, the 4th of July, they have their biggest fireworks display of the year after the game.
Damn.
Whenever that happens.
Mm.
So you have 8 options for fireworks in the greater Rochester area on Friday night. We have too many fireworks displays.
Yeah, I feel like there's even more than that.
I always figured every town had to some degree.
Why?
I don't know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's take Canandaigua and Farmington out of it. There are ways away.
Yeah.
See that stuff. Four towns in all four corners of the county and the city and the Red Wings could have their fireworks all going off at the same time.
And they probably will, or close.
Right? Okay. Is having a 4th of July fireworks show for your town like the town dong measuring contest?
I think so.
Yeah, but yes and no, because you're only going to attend one, so you don't really know what's going on down the street.
Okay,
you know?
I mean, like, the fact that these towns that have them get to say, we have a fireworks show, look at what we have, check out.
We have money.
Exactly, because these things cost anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000, at least that's what they used to cost.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with the tariffs now. We had that story the other day. I mean, you are spending a significant amount of money
for a just to blow crap up in the sky.
When, like, down the street, someone else is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And there are people that will leave their town that have fireworks shows to go to a town that they believe have better fireworks
shows. See, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't travel.
Like, when I grew up in Gates.
Are, like, I know some firework enthusiasts that would argue there's a difference,
Yeah.
Because they used to do them up on Charlotte to music out on the lake.
They don't do that anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, they had the RPO out there one year doing all that stuff.
Was that for 4th of July?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, are you a minor league town if you don't have a fireworks show?
Well, you do look chintz.
Oh, so Pittsburgh's chintz?
Yeah, they don't spend.
What do you mean they don't spend? You got 9 gazebos, man.
So the only time I hear fireworks in my town is when somebody's getting married at Oak Hill. Because all of a sudden, in a random night, Saturday night, all of a sudden these fireworks go off. And they're long.
So for those who don't know, that is part of the packages of Oak Hill Weddings.
Yeah.
And there is a website that the village and town of Pittsburgh have that alerts people when those fireworks weddings will be happening. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Just so people don't start calling the police.
Or if you have issues where you can't deal with fireworks, maybe you find a place to go. I don't
know. Yeah, your dog's flipping out.
Exactly, all these things. I don't know, man. Like, it is surprising. Because, like, the towns that are having the fireworks, they're all big towns. Greece is a big town.
Yeah.
Henrietta's a big town. Irondequoit's a big town. Brighton touches every town. But none of the, like, super affluent towns have fireworks. Pittsford, Penfield, Fairport, Parenton. I mean,
they don't want to spend.
Okay, is that what it is?
They're cheap.
There's got to be another reason.
The people that have money don't spend it. Bro, they spend it on the things that they think are cool.
You got a clock tower in the middle of your town.
Right.
That's completely,
they think that's cool.
No, but I'm saying, like, that looks like it's expensive. Don't tell me you guys don't spend.
No, but I think I will say this. I think there's an element of people that think it's trash.
The fireworks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because you think fireworks are trash?
No, I like fireworks. I do. I don't like the mess.
Ah!
And the burn marks on the grass.
Yeah, the cleanup afterwards. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're worried about?
Kimmy, you grew up in Hilton.
Yes.
They do not have a fireworks display.
Gunfire. No, but they do in, like, North Greece. Like, that would, I mean, I remember everybody that lived, like, within the whole area riding their bikes to some of the, like, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do it at, like, Grace and Truth Park.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? In North Greece.
Yep.
And that was, like, a big one that everybody would flock to from where I lived.
Plus, they had all the grace and the truth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, unless you can't handle the truth, in which case that's not a place to be. 252 WCMF, Friday night, there will be 7 fireworks shows across the greater Rochester area in towns that are, like, touching towns that are also doing fireworks. City of Rochester, Brighton, Irondequoit, Town of Greece, Henrietta, Canandaigua, Farmington, and the Rochester Red Wings, when their game is over, do their biggest fireworks display of the season. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Phil writes us, there's a guy I know that does the Red Wings game on the 4th and sits on the first baseline so we can catch the fireworks the Wings put on, and if the game is time right, the city fireworks happening at the same time.
What a lucky bastard.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, is it? It's not, though.
Kind of cool.
Okay, Kimmy, if you met a man.
Yeah, a grown-ass man.
Okay.
What are you doing 4th of July? Well, first baseline sees the Red Wings, I can watch double fireworks. It's like an explosion times 2.
You got to have, like, at least the excuse of having kids to for that to be cool.
I will say, like, when you're little, this is, like, the coolest thing ever.
Well, yeah.
I remember I was at a Red Wings game on the 4th of July when I was a kid, and the game must have gone long. It was taking a while because you could watch the city's fireworks were happening while the game was playing.
Oh, all right.
So it was like watching the Sandlot in real life.
All right.
That was fun.
Sure, but that's a little kid thing.
So, like, the people that don't have towns that do fireworks, like, do folks...
Sad towns.
Do people in Spencerport feel less of a person this morning?
They probably go to a town to watch them.
I get it. But your town in Spencerport, East Rochester, Gates, you're not doing the fireworks.
Yeah, but you might have the neighborhood jackwad firing things off out of a bucket. You know what I mean?
Okay, but that's not good.
No, but it's good enough.
No, I mean, it's not good end of sentence. Not like it's not a good fireworks show. Like, you shouldn't be lighting off illegal fireworks.
But that could happen.
Well, but are there, like, in those other towns, though, is there somebody else doing the fireworks that, like, it's not a town thing? It's like a private business or something putting them on?
How many people do that?
I don't know.
Just making stuff up.
No, I think,
Dunkin' Donuts doing fireworks!
Not Dunkin' Donuts, but, like, don't some, like, the parks do it, or?
Parks are run by the town, right?
I think. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, some of the churches and stuff?
Church fireworks? But that makes sense.
Okay, so you're thinking of the town of Greece. There was a church in
Greece.
I
just remember as a kid, there were a couple big fireworks shows in the town. I guess I don't really know who was putting them on.
If I remember correctly, and if anyone wants to correct me, 252 WCMF, that in Greece, when that church was doing them, they were doing them because there was like a stretch of time where the town of Greece stopped doing fireworks shows.
Oh, okay.
So the church picked it up? Yeah.
Where are they getting their bank? Churches were going bad.
It's not like the church. It's like one of them, like, you know, you could wear a t-shirt and cargo shorts.
Oh, the cool new church.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Depending on what you're into.
Yeah, you get just
church light.
Yeah.
Church.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
All right, you know, you bring up an interesting point here because you say the towns don't have fireworks, so probably, as you put it, some jackwad shooting fireworks out of a bucket in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe we then don't have enough fireworks display because I would argue if you live in a town that has a fireworks display on the 4th of July, you are less likely to go buy illegal fireworks and set them off yourself?
Well, that would make sense, but...
You do both.
After
those big town fireworks are over, you still hear people shooting off fireworks late into the night. So I just assume those are ones that they bought just to have for themselves.
Fair enough, Kimmy. But can we agree that the amateur fireworks dad, he's putting on this show to look cool in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's much harder to look cool when a professional company has just put on a legitimate fireworks show.
Yeah, true.
It's like taking out your tiny weenie and showing it to everybody, which we also do not recommend on the 4th.
Yeah, keep it in the pants.
So I think you can make an argument that every town that has legitimate fireworks shows will have fewer amateur fireworks shooter offers.
Well, I know, like, all the lakes, I think. Do fireworks.
Anybody who lives on the water, you're going to get a show.
Are they professional or are they?
Well, I thought they do, and then people shoot them right off their docks.
Okay.
So I think you get kind of a mix there.
I mean, I was up in Canandaigua a couple of years ago.
They do one.
Yeah,
it's got to be spectacular, man.
That's the first word I thought of. Spectacular.
Yeah, well, you know, over the lake, it's got to be pretty cool.
I looked at my wife, Kimmy, and I said, this is spectacular.
Don't they do it, like, on the lake, on the water?
It was over the water, yeah.
That's like a barge.
It was off of, it was off a spectacular barge.
Oh, they brought it out?
Spectacular? I can't remember the last time I heard someone say the word.
Or especially you.
Spectacular.
I would say lake fireworks are the best fireworks.
Okay, yeah.
That's fair.
By far.
No, that's fair. You're
blowing them up over some grimy-ass city.
What are you... It's not like the city of Rochester has a choice where they could blow them up.
No, but it's like...
And don't they do them over the river?
They do them over the river.
Yeah, grimy-ass river.
Near the bridge.
Like Satan's Crack.
Satan's Crack. What lake do you suggest the city of Rochester fires them over?
How about the big one at the end of the town?
You can't see from the city.
Exactly. You can't
People could go down to the shore and have
people
a nice
go down to the shore.
Play a little volleyball and have a hot dog.
It'll be spectacular.
Maybe the RPO will be out there.
You know, you got to wonder, Rochester, the community that we are, I can't imagine there are too many companies in a city our size that put on fireworks shows. Like, for the towns that don't have fireworks, do they not have them because they simply run out of companies that are able to put on these shows?
Oh, like, there is not enough of these pros?
Well,
I
assume that it's pros putting on these town fireworks shows. Like, it's not like the assistant highway director and his cousin Bob,
oh,
right?
They seem pretty professional.
I think you've got to be licensed. Maybe. I mean, to get, like, professional fireworks?
Oh.
Those are companies.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I would like to think that, but...
But you think the firemen could just do them themselves?
I didn't say fireman. I said assistant highway director.
Well, I figured it'd be
He's
like
out there
town.
In the barn with the TV. No, I don't know.
Keep in the town shed.
Because, like, I mean, it is possible that there's only...
The town guys that do the plowing and all that stuff?
No, I'm saying, like, there's three companies that have enough for 7 shows on the 4th of July.
Maybe the companies... Don't all run them, but they come set them up and they kind of show you how to like.
That doesn't set sound them good.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of faith in it. Yeah.
Are we running out of old Italian men to do this?
Are old Italian men into fireworks?
Well, those companies were all like old. Those were Italian companies.
Is that why all your hairlines look like that? You're getting mad. Yeah. Shut up!
Yeah.
Took a
bottle. Yeah, I just messed up.
Took a bottle rocket.
Yeah, no hair.
Shut up. You're getting mad. It was not a spectacular way to start that sentence, I'll tell you that. By the way, Katie is writing us. Thank you, Katie, saving lives here. Farmington fireworks are on Thursday. Canandaigua's fireworks.
And it's so, right. I mean, like, why is Farmington doing it right next to Canandaigua?
Different days.
Well, maybe that's why they do it.
But I mean, like, those two towns, one should just do it and not do the other one.
Okay, well, what do you want from me? They're doing it on a different day. So it's, she says Farmington 7-3, Canandaigua 7-5. The DNC has them both on the 4th of July, so I don't know. Katie or the DNC, you believe what you want.
Yeah.
Adam brings up an interesting point. If it is like the companies that do fireworks and you're running out of things, he says drone shows are an up and coming thing, always an option.
Ooh.
Have you seen these?
So is where they create like
stuff in the sky.
Pictures out of these drones.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
It kind of looks cool, though.
I've been for a minute.
No, they do different pictures. They move into
I know,
things.
I know.
And it'll like move to the moon.
But it's like art. I don't want to sit down and look at like
How is that much different
art.
Than fireworks?
Well, fireworks are spectacular.
Will you stop saying spectacular?
Yeah, but a drone thing is, oh, look, it's Lincoln's face.
Now
it's a Mickey Mouse.
Hey, let's celebrate America. I don't want Lincoln's face. I want explosions.
Yes.
No, man, look,
I'm so done with Lincoln.
I am down to switch it up with the drone show. I want to see what it's like. Yeah. See if I like it
Go
better.
Go to China. They do it every night.
Wait, China invented fireworks.
They also invented those drone shows.
No, I'm just saying. I've seen 100 fireworks shows. I could sit down for one drone show. Why are you so lame?
I don't know. I want to hear fireworks.
Okay.
I want to see some art.
It's not art.
It's art. They create like art in the sky.
I would argue that the men who put on these fireworks shows also creating art.
Well, I said it's spectacular.
We're losing the battle.
What happened?
The decent, good people of America who know how important it is to leave a little extra for the hard work.
Yes.
They're shrinking.
Yep.
And it does seem like it's just a matter of time before this starts to really go away. Because when you have these two generations, mm-hmm. that don't agree on anything.
Yeah.
Getting together on this, you got some serious problems. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Over 60% of Americans say they harbor, quote, negative feelings about tipping.
So they don't feel the waiter or waitress is worth it?
Okay, so that's a good question. The way that the question was posed in this poll is how do you feel about tipping? And now the majority of Americans, over 6 in 10,
yeah,
say they have negative feelings about tipping.
They don't want to tip.
They don't. I guess, yeah, they don't want to tip.
Yeah.
By the way, that is up 5% compared to last year, and it's the highest number it's been in the history of taking this poll over the last, like, 20
yeah.
years.
History of tips.
I would guess it's because you're being asked to tip more would be my assumption on that, just because there may have been things that before you didn't think to tip, or it wasn't as encouraged, maybe,
okay.
Especially if it's like counter service.
So Kimmy brings up one thing. Folks are less upset, but still upset, about having to pay for table service tips. They are more upset about the line tips, where you go down a line, get your food made, they flip the iPad around, and they ask you to tip.
Because usually that's the first thing you do. They give you the amount you can tip or no thank you, right?
Yeah.
Then you can proceed to pay.
But they can totally see what you do.
And everybody behind you can see, too.
Absolutely. So there is a lot
It's a chintzometer.
Chintzometer. So here's where it starts to get alarming.
What?
There are two generations of people, according to this study, that agree tipping is not only out of control, but it is terrible. The two generations that have the biggest issues with tipping are Gen Z and baby boomers.
So me and what's
well,
the Z?
Skipped a few, huh?
Younger than Kimmy. Like, there's nobody in the building that's Gen Z.
So punk ass. Like,
yeah.
Your kids, are they Gen Z?
No, I think they're Gen Alpha.
Oh, okay.
I think.
So these are like grown-ass baby people.
College kids.
Yeah.
Baby people.
Yeah. That definitely makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Well, for my generation, for sure.
Why is that?
Because we're cheap. And I work hard, I retire, I'm on a fixed income, all that. Medicaid, cutting everything.
You voted to cut it. Everyone voted to cut it.
I didn't want to cut mine. Cut the other guys. And kids, they don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're just new to this.
All right, do you not know, or do they not have the money?
Or maybe your parents didn't teach you, right? But you know how you do.
Okay.
Yeah, but your parents.
What happened to the American family?
Yeah,
where's my Medicaid?
I would argue, though, that it wouldn't come from your parents if you were Gen Z, because your parents wouldn't be boomers. That would be like your grandparents.
Exactly. Yeah. Millennials and Gen X are the most cool on tipping, according to the study. Now, I do want to be clear. Although baby boomers and Gen Z agree that their level of tipping, they hate it.
Yeah.
Same. Baby boomers are still tipping standard.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it, but they'll do it. Gen Z, not so much.
Okay.
They are lowering their tip percent.
So across the board, it's taking a hit.
Yes. And here's where it gets interesting.
What's that?
Because there are two ways to look at this. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, you hear this, and you may think, this is people just being cheap.
It is.
Chintz.
Yeah. Right?
But there are folks who hate tipping who say that's not the case. They say they want companies to pay their employees an actual wage that they can live on instead of relying on customers to do it.
Okay, that's great.
And they argue that companies are skirting labor laws, relying on people like us to cover their salaries. And there is a valid argument there.
Okay.
In fact, 41% of people in this study said companies should be paying their employees to make up for tips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those same people,
yep,
when asked if they'd be willing to pay more for goods and services to make up those tips, only 16% said they would.
Yeah, there they go.
So
they're full of it, man. That's not even the issue.
Well,
they're trying to hide behind that.
I think the argument they're making is these companies that sell us stuff are making enough money now, you shouldn't have to raise the prices. You should be able to pay your employees what they're making and still make a profit.
But the prices are going to go up, especially on a mom-and-pop operation, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how much they're supposed to go up, too, and that's part of it.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if they say they're going to increase prices to help their employees, well, I don't know how much that's supposed to look like. So if it's something shocking, I don't know if that's actually making a difference as a customer. So I may just opt to not go there at all.
Okay. We got Instagram messages coming in as we find out that people not happy with tipping when they go out is at the highest number it's ever been in American history. Ryan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. And I'm going to say it in the voice I'm assuming he's saying it.
Okay.
Tipping is insane. I'm not tipping at a self-serve frozen yogurt place. Oh, wait.
Self-serve yogurt place?
See, now you're coming around on it, too. The place where you pour your yogurt in here. You got one on Main Street in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Yo Lickety?
Well, that's not the one in Pittsburgh. But
yeah.
It's a similar business plan. I don't know, man. Like, folks are less upset, like we said, about having to pay for table service tips. They are more upset about the down-the-line tips. But they've also turned on bartenders as well.
How is that?
People do not believe that they should have to tip to have a beer opened or poured for them.
Then stay the F home, man.
So, for example.
So, I mean, bartending, you hustle.
Well, their argument is, you want to make me a drink, I'll tip you on that. If you pull a beer out of the fridge, turn the cap and hand it to me, why am I tipping you?
Man, that's cheap.
Yeah.
That is sad.
What they out here saying. And the numbers back it up. For sit-down restaurants, the average tip on a bill last year was around 15%.
That's low.
Yes. For bars, it was around 7.
God damn. Man. So let me ask you this. If you go to Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And they bring over the water and all that stuff and set the table for you, right? And you go up, do your stuff.
Yeah.
Do you tip?
I always tip.
Yeah. But a lot of people, I bet you don't.
No, look, I mean, I'm the wrong guy to ask, and I'm not trying to sound like holier than thou guy. I've had a lot of crappy jobs. So yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm trying to tip.
But I know, I bet you those places, those people really suffer on the tips.
Yeah. But I don't know if they make tip wages. Well, I guess there isn't really tipped wages anymore. I mean, it's $15 minimum wage, right? Which is also an argument people are making. You're now making $15 an hour. I shouldn't have to tip, which $15 an hour, 40 hours a week, isn't enough to live as a human.
Can you tip at McDonald's?
I don't know.
I've never seen anybody tip at McDonald's.
I don't think they have the pad where they turn it around. Well,
but let's say you had a 10, you wanted to slip the kid a 10 for all his help.
I've never seen that happen.
Are they allowed to take it?
I don't know.
There are some places, like, for example, if you go to Wegmans and you try and tip the helping hands, they will not take it.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, nobody's going to say nothing, man.
Right.
Do they run, like, sting operations to try and catch people taking tips?
Undercover cart guy?
Well, think about it, man. Like, you would be terrified. The only reason you would not take that money is you were worried that the company you work for, was trying to, like, set you up.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, man.
Because everybody's dying to do that job.
I don't know, man.
Like, there's no, to be the guy that gets the carts in this town, there's no good weather. It's either hotter than hell, freezing, or it's raining.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But anyway. Like, 4 days a year, it's pleasant.
So if you look at these numbers, because they've done this study every year for, like, 2 decades.
Yeah.
The folks that have an issue with tipping are rising every year.
Mm-hmm.
It has been consistent since the early 2000s.
So why?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think people don't think they want to. It's not worth it.
Okay. But you're going out and using the services.
Right.
Yeah.
But why the hell am I work hard for my money?
I don't know, man.
Why am I giving it to you?
I mean, it does feel like we're just a couple of years away from the majority of Americans feeling comfortable stiffing on tips.
So then you go like Europe and Canada, where do they just put it in?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like, there's a service charge on there?
Well, like, look, once people start to figure out that they're, you know, the folks that are doing it, tipping to avoid looking like massive dicks, once they start to figure out the people around them feel the same way they do, there's going to be a shift.
Right, but then you're going to start running out of servers.
And that's what's funny. I mean, you were going to say
something. Well, I was going to say, I wonder if the majority of people that feel that way about tips, about they don't want to tip, or it's you know, overwhelming. Like, are those people that have worked jobs where they rely on tips, or had a job where they had to hustle for money? Like, I don't know which way it goes, because I do know some people that they, you know, were waiter, waitress, and they're really harsh on servers.
That was my aunt.
But they're also, it goes the opposite way, where they're like, even if this sucks, I'm still going to tip them because I know what it's like to feel stiff.
I always thought it was the second one, just based on the jobs I had. Yeah. I've never known anybody that's worked those jobs that stiffs. But
so my aunt did it her whole life, and sweet woman, man, she was queen stiff. And I told you the story before when her and my uncle would go out, and he'd drop, my uncle Ron would drop down on a bank. Mm-hmm. She would go, I'm going to use the bathroom. I'm going to meet you out at the car. She'd go back to the table and take some of the money off the table. Well, here's the thing. Put it in her own pocket.
Well, listen. What she had to do for your uncle, she deserved
it. Hey, Ryan was a good guy.
Yeah, but you should be tipping on that. Tipping on the tip, bud.
That's the worst, man.
Do women tip less than men?
Oh, yeah. Women always shortchange.
Yeah, it's amazing how you got no problem yelling this out loud while Kimmy's on the phone and can't hear you.
But you know I'm right. Well, listen, man, we saw it in the comedy business all the time. Nobody wanted to see a table full of women. They didn't want to wait on them because they knew they were going to get shorted.
Kimmy, do women tip less than men do on average, do you think?
That has not been my experience with the men in my life.
Oh, double old man wave. Triple old man wave. Like, and a thumbs down. Multiple thumbs down. And he's doing the J.O. hand motion.
Yeah, like they, you know, the guys I know will take it down to the penny when it comes to like the people I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to throw anybody on the bus. But that, yeah, like I will just always round up. I'm like, that seems right. Like I'll, but I know people that will do the math and will take that to exactly to 20% and no more, no less.
Okay.
So we had a girl on the show before. Mm-hmm. No tax on. She wouldn't tip on the drinks at the table the tax.
Yeah.
Like she would calculate it down.
That seems like too much work.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And you're saving a dollar.
Yeah.
Right. $2.
Just to chef somebody.
252 WCMF. We will wrap it up with Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man. What do you got?
So I tip all the time. I always tip the max when I go out, which isn't very often. I don't go out very often. But so my idea is, if everybody has an issue tipping, isn't there some way where you could like raise your menu price or something to include like a $5 tip at the end of the meal where you're kind of hiding it from the customer, but not, you just raised your prices.
Well, that's what they do in Canada.
Automatically built in.
They do it in Europe. They just add a service fee on the bill.
And Redneck, I mean, look, we're seeing what happens when prices slightly rise at restaurants, fast food specifically, and people have stopped going out the way they have to the point where these restaurants are either shutting down locations or they're trying to come up with ways to get people to come back in. So I don't know. I mean, Redneck, I'm with you. Like, I want to see these people get paid any way they can, but I bet these businesses are worried.
Yeah.
If they do that, they're going to lose business.
I don't think they'll lose a lot of business because everybody likes going out.
Except for you.
I don't know anybody who's
okay. Big tip guy doesn't go out. Mr. Max Tip, but I stay home. But you're good. You're doing nobody any good.
I'm up at 3:00 every morning, Tommy, and I'm working until 6:00 every night.
So I got you, man.
He's working for the city.
Things are tough all over.
Oh, the city. Da, 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 da. Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
See ya.
Da, 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 da.
I'm a big tipper, man. Never go out. But if I did,